What if the genetic code was the original form of writing? Before humans ever put pen to paper, nature had been composing in the language of DNA for billions of years. From Darwin to Derrida bridges an intellectual chasm between evolutionary biology and postmodern philosophy, revealing how meaning emerges from the mindless process of natural selection. This isn't just another science book, it's an intellectual adventure that challenges the artificial divide between sciences and humanities. By exploring how purpose can arise without a purposer and meaning without a conscious meaning maker, we discover that the mechanisms creating biological meaning might also explain the emergence of human language, art, and philosophy. When modern science emerged in the 17th century, Bacon and Descartes rejected purpose from scientific explanation. Bacon called final causes barren virgins consecrated to God, useful for religion but not science. This stance revolutionized physics but created a persistent problem for biology, where function and purpose seem inescapable. Darwin reconciled structural similarities across species and functional adaptations through natural selection, unifying both common descent and specialized adaptations. Botanist Asa Gray noted Darwin had wedded teleology to morphology. Despite Darwin's naturalization of purpose, most scientists favored purely mechanical explanations while contradictorily using functional language, speaking of hearts for circulation and genes coding for proteins. This tension persists. Can we speak meaningfully about purposes in nature without invoking supernatural design? Darwin's answer was yes. Natural selection creates purpose without a purposer. Yet the scientific establishment remains ambivalent about embracing this naturalized teleology. Dawkins, the selfish gene, revolutionized evolutionary thinking by presenting genes as the fundamental beneficiaries of adaptation, with potentially conflicting interests within organisms. Gene has dual meanings, a physical DNA sequence, and an informational pattern persisting across copies. Strategic genes are collections that influence transmission, extending beyond individual bodies to promote copies in relatives. Genetic replication depends on shared resources, creating a commons vulnerable to exploitation. Chromosomes improved cellular security by linking genes to a single replication origin, creating a team with aligned interests. Intragenomic conflicts occur when genetic elements compete. Bacterial plasmids exemplify this tension, consuming resources while potentially providing benefits like antibiotic resistance. Many employ poison antidote systems where cells that lose the plasmid die from toxins no longer neutralized. As organisms grow more complex, sophisticated recognition systems become necessary. Surface molecules enable cellular identity verification, allowing complex multicellular bodies while protecting against exploitation. Natural selection requires differences that cause differences. Without variation, no differential replication. Without alternatives, no choice. Without heritable difference-causing factors, no cumulative change. Phenotypes exist only as differences from what would occur with variant genes or their absence. A gene has no phenotype in isolation. All phenotypic assignments require comparisons. All phenotypes are effects of genes, though these effects vary across environments. Despite Dawkins's description of genes controlling gigantic lumbering robots, organisms maintain remarkable autonomy from direct genetic control. Higher-level systems, cells, organs, organisms, demonstrate more flexible behavior and process more environmental information than their specifying genes. When an infant sees its mother and smiles, triggering a return smile, this communication occurs without genetic consultation, too rapidly for transcription and translation. No gene perceives the mother's face. Over longer timescales, genes do modulate these responses, but our immediate reactions happen independently. Our genes provide the motivational framework of pain and pleasure to influence decisions, but they do not care for us, know little about our world, and cannot agree among themselves. Why do we experience internal conflict if we're products of natural selection designed to maximize fitness? A fitness-maximizing computer would simply calculate utilities and choose optimally. Yet we struggle with decisions, feeling torn between competing desires, from career choices to balancing immediate gratification against long-term benefits. Some conflicts reflect adaptation's inherent imprecision. Natural selection fits us to past environments rather than present ones, and evolves through revisions to existing code. Our craving for sugar and fat served our ancestors well, but now leads to obesity in environments of abundance. Our evolved reasoning abilities, cultural learning, and instincts frequently promote different choices. Instinct summarizes ancestral wisdom accumulated over millions of years, while culture adapts faster than genes. Reason responds to unique situations but may lack historical judgment. Two kinds of agents have stakes in our internal deliberations: genes and ideas, memes. Genes aim to propagate copies, while ideas compete for attention and expression. We care about spreading our ideas because historically, successful idea spreaders were also successful gene spreaders. Influence translated into resources. Genomic imprinting reveals genetic conflicts through parent of origin effects. Prader-Willi and Angelman syndromes demonstrate this. Deletion of paternal genes causes disinterest in feeding and weak cries, while deletion of maternal genes causes adequate feeding and excessive wakefulness, revealing behaviors subject to maternal-paternal genetic contestation. Life's meaning originated in the ancient RNA world, where successful molecules promoted their own replication. Some RNAs catalyzed beneficial reactions, while others responded to environmental stimuli. These responses were among the earliest expressions of meaning. Ribozymes are RNAs that catalyze chemical reactions, sometimes containing aptamers that bind specific molecules. Riboswitches combine sensor and effector functions to make decisions based on environmental conditions. The key distinction? A ribozyme is a tool for action, while a riboswitch interprets information to choose an action. RNA and protein sequences create vast possibilities. A 150 nucleotide RNA has approximately as many possible sequences as elementary particles in the universe. Evolution finds functional sequences because multiple sequences can perform similar functions. Not every nucleotide matters functionally, and complex functions evolve incrementally. Critics of Darwinism often mischaracterize natural selection as claiming value emerges from randomness. This misunderstands meaning. Mutation is non-meaning. At the origin of difference is nonsense, not creativity. Natural selection creates meaning by sorting meaningful from meaningless mutations. The creative power lies in real-world consequences within the environment, not in mutation or intention. The scientific revolution created a divide between humanistic and scientific approaches. Bacon dismissed arts as irrelevant to inquiry, while Descartes separated mind from body. Biology and hermeneutics exist in reciprocal tension. Biology explains interpretive souls' origins, while understanding their actions requires interpreting meanings. Our evolved interpretive faculties provide reliable guidance because we share similar sensory mechanisms from our evolutionary history, what Gadamer called shared prejudices. Darwinism occupies the borderlands between nature and mind, a small principality wedged between hegemonic powers. Adaptationism draws criticism from both sides. Physicalists see it as contaminating mechanism with meaning, while humanists view it as mindless mechanism's hostile takeover. Natural selection preserves fortunate accidents across generations, showing both a bright face, beautiful adaptations, and a dark face, culling the less fit. We are neither fully controlled by genes nor culture, as our souls judge which cultural elements to accept. We interpret information as meaningful choice because we make sense of an unanticipated world. The bridge between science and humanities isn't just possible, it's necessary for understanding ourselves as meaning-making creatures in a physical world.